Okay, good evening, Abba Yisrael, good evening. Simon Kuf Samach Sif Yudalet. Tzorich She'erevies Mechunas B'mokim Echad. Okay, we have the rule that you wash your hands Dafka with a revies. You need a revies of water to do Netilas Yudayim. Revies She'omu, the revies that we're referring to, Bein Deliyod of She'godoil, whether it was a hand of a larger person, a bigger hands, mainly out of shalkot, whether it's a hand of a smaller person, and nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says, you need to have a revis either way. So don't say, I've got a smaller hand, less than revis will do. No, however big your hands are, you need to wash hands with revis. We're not mechalek. Now I just realized, I forgot the earliest sif, which is Sif Yudalet. So please, can I just go back one line? Tzorich she'er revis mechunas b'mokim echad. The revis that we're talking about, they need to wash, needs to be mechunas, needs to be gathered b'mokim echad in one place. She'im notl mishminis, v'chosam v'notl mishminis, yodav t'meiz k'shehoyu. The revis need to be contained, need to be held in one place. You can't have a little cup, a kiddush whiskey, you know what I mean? The little, which is, and you pour a little bit, and then you add another. You do a bit more like this, and you do a shminis and a shminis, or a half of a revis, which is a shminis. You do a shminis and then a shminis again. That won't do. You can't say, well, I've washed my hands with a revis. No. The revis needs to be mechunas b'mekom echad. They need to be held and gathered, and they need to be in one container, one vessel, one kli, when you wash. So, right, and then we start to see if there's already revis, shomu, the revis, they're referring to bein liyad of shel gadol, whether it's hands of a big person, bein liyad of shel katan, whether it's hands of a small person. Not l'shnei bnei Adam. Now we're actually going back to yesterday's topic, which is as follows. Not l'shnei bnei Adam. Ze yodoy achas. Ze yodoy achas. When two people washing their hands. Ze yodoy achas. Ze yodoy achas. And they all so say, I'm washing somebody else's hands. Can I just have your hands for a second? Okay, I'm washing his hands. And then he's washing my hand. And then now I'm washing his hand and he's washing my second hand. Does that make sense? Yeah? So I'm washing his hands with two partners. I'm washing his hand. He's now washing one of my hands. And then now I'm washing his second hand. And now he's washing my second hand. That's what he's referring to. Not lo shnei bnei adam ze yodei achas v'ze yodei achas. Ve'achar kach and after chozer hasheni v'not al yodei shni and after he washed his second hand. That's considered three people. If you have a substantial amount of chatziloik, then his hand is toiros. If you don't have sufficient water, it's not going to be toiros. We can just rephrase it in one simple sentence. Do you remember yesterday's rule about shurei tahara? What was the rule of shurei tahara? Very good. So, if it's a revius that comes out first, even if there is other people washing hands from that water, which is less than a revius now, it's still fine. Do you remember the concept of shurei tahara? Remains of tahara, it's okay. Now, what will happen though, if it's not done in the way we described yesterday, but in the way described here now, one hand, and another hand, another hand. So it's two people doing it, one hand each. Will it be sufficient if you have less than a revius or not? So now we're learning that no, here the concept of shurei tahara will not apply, and you'll need to have the complete revis for everybody. That's in to rephrase what the Shulchan Aruch teaches over here. That the concept of shurei tahara only applies if you wash two hands, and then two hands, and then two hands, and two hands. If you do one hand each, individually, the concept that we discussed yesterday will not apply. It is the same rule as shloshe bnei adam. In other words, it's the rule that it just means that the rule of shurei tahara won't apply. Yeah, it's another way of phrasing it. It's in other words, it will need. Yeah, look what the Mishnah Berurah says. The mekelinon bereviis achas lishnei bnei adam hainu dafke shenot larishin shtei yodav v'zu achazu. V'chein hasheni lachov. That we learned, there's a kula that we mentioned yesterday, less revis will do. That's only if one after the other washes his hands. Aval kan, but here, shalinotel metchila, rak yad achas, he only washed one hand. Vinotel asheni gam kenachov, and the second person washed one hand as well. Choshev ze keilu kvar not lishnei anoshim. It's considered that two people washed already. You'll need everybody's own revius. You need an additional revius now. Everybody's with their own revius. Mimela ain't diaper revius, and one revius will not be sufficient. Siman Kuf Samach Aleph enters a fascinating area of halacha, which is probably the most relevant in all the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. The halachas of Chatzitza. Chatzitza. Chatzitza, we know, is a rule that Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, and he's going to remind us that we know for different areas of halacha and Yerida, Chatzitza. If somebody whenever there's a concept of mikveh, of tahara, whether it's a tahara of a body, or whether it's even a kelim, you do tefillas kelim, it needs to be completely immersed. It needs to be completely immersed. So if I do tefillas kelim and there is something which is, I saw the real English word interposition, that it's interposed, that it's chatzitza, that it's something which is lying in between the water and the actual vessel, the actual item that needs tefila, that is considered a chatzitza, and it's disturbing from the tefila, and it invalidates the tefila, because that area didn't have tefila. So, and it's ma'akev, we'll see soon in which cases it is ma'akev. So, Shulchan Aruch now says that this rule of chatzitza doesn't only apply with an entire body who goes to mikveh, but it will similarly also apply with chatzitza of washing hands and netilas yadayim. So the concept of netilas yadayim, whenever we have a mitzvah of netilas yadayim, we need to be careful with chatzitza as well, and more to follow. So obviously, these halachas will now discuss what happens if some dirt in your hands, what happens if there's tipex left on your fingertips, you've got something, what about if you've got some finger, if you've got some marker, leftovers, remains in your fingers. What happens if you forgot to take off your ring when you washed your hands? What happens if you plaster, of course, the very important and very crucial question of plasters. So you need to take your plaster off before you wash your hands. And all those questions will be discussed in the chatzitza. Says Shulchan Aruch, Kim Sim Kuf Samach Aleph, Din Chatzitza Venetile Toich, Lezoim Chatzitza. You need to be careful with chatzitza when it comes to Netilas Yadayim. Shekol Davar Shechoytzetz, that everything that is choytzetz, that stands in between, betvila, by tvila, choytzetz benetile. Whenever you require problem by tvila, by immersing, choytzetz benetile, it's also chatzitza benetile when you wash your hands. Kugoin, such as tzoya, shetachat atzipoyer. Tzoya over here is referring to dirt, simple dirt. You've got some dirt, tachat atzipoyeren, underneath your nail. Shaloi keneged abasa, which is beyond the flesh of your finger. So if you've got long fingernails, you know what we're referring to. The fingernail which is beyond and past the flesh. If you've got dirt underneath the fingernail, that is considered chatzitza, says Shulchan Aruch. Ubatzek shetachas atzipoyin, if you've got some dough underneath the nail, afilu keneged abasa, even if it is between the flesh, the skin, and the nail, dough is a chatzitza there. Uretia and a plaster sha'al basori, which is on his skin. Uretia, a plaster, is a chatzitza. Vetit hayoven in Greek mud. Don't know why Greek mud is any different than British mud, but without being too... Titayotzim is another type of mud. All these kinds of dirt and mud and earth and everything like that, which may be attached to your fingers, is all considered a chatzitza. Good, we'll get to that as well. What about blood? I mean, if you've got some blood leftovers, very good. We'll get to that, absolutely. So at first, I mean, the simple answer would be that yes, it will be chatzitza. Okay, we'll get to more details though. But if it is a mute, it's a minority, it's a non-significant amount. Thank you very much. Insignificant. And he's not makbit on it. So if it's a mute, a combination of mute and einoy makbit, it's something he doesn't care about. It's not something that he dafka wants there. It's not something that is particularly important. He doesn't want that particular mud to be sticking on his finger. He doesn't want it there. He's quite happy for it to be removed.
Question quickly. What happens if somebody enforces broken their arm, they got a cast or a bandage.
Yeah, we'll get to that. It will be a question that we'll go into great detail with Shem. Yeah, we'll get to that, because obviously it would be chatzitza and first, in principle, would be chatzitza. We'll get to that. So if it's bimiuta she'ene makbit, ain't lochush. If it's a miut she'ene makbit, which is not makbit, ain't lochush. You don't have to. We'll get to the more details shortly. And now he says, just to get that clear, we're going to get, I made a bit of a chart, but let's see the Mishnah Berurah first. So we're learning that the concept of chatzitza does apply, and the only way it's okay, it's the combination of a mute, if it's a minority, and it's also Einoi Makbit. Okay? Let us just finish the Ramah at this point. And therefore, we're generally not Makbit, says the Ramah. If there's mud underneath the nails, we're not particularly Makbit. For washing, it's a mute, which we're not Makbit. Who wants the mud underneath? You want mud on your fingers? Nobody particularly wants mud on the fingers. And it's a mute. It's not a very significant amount. It's a minute amount. Therefore, it's not choitze. It's ki ein makbit al zin letile. We don't care about it. And therefore, it's fine. Havalimo yo makbit. Havalimo yo makbit. If it's makbit. Tzorich lenakon. Havalimo yo makbit. If he is makbit. Tzorich lenakon. He'll need to take it away. That's the main halacha. Nowadays, some say that nowadays chatzitza b'natila is not so stringent, but the main halacha is that we are actually makpid with regards to dine chatzitza in natila. Okay, let's go back a step and look at Mishnah Berurah Cotton Aleph. Lizor, akdem lozeh hakdom haktzora. Let us have some background information. With regards to toveling and immersing an entire body, Kaimalon, we pasken. The tzorich liizoyer shaloi chatzitza. We need to be very careful. There's no chatzitza. Nothing is interposed between the water and the body. V'hainu shaloi shum dava mutbok al aguf. Not sure if you're sticking to the body. Be'ez ha'tvila during the immersion. Because it's actually a big chiddush the Mishnah Berurah over here. Because that particular place which is covered is not touching the water. So imagine, just as a very simple example, you do tvila askeli and there's a sticker sticking onto the vessel you are toveling. Sticker, the price, or whatever, another sticker which is sticking. So that area underneath the sticker, which is touching the keli, didn't touch the water. And it didn't have proper biasmaim. It didn't really touch the water. And therefore, it's chatzitza, and therefore, the tefillah is not valid. If there was chatzitza, tefillah was not good tefillah. Now, step number one, we need to appreciate and we need to remember that chatzitza medereisa is only if it's on the majority of the body. So if somebody is completely covered in mud, or the keli that we're referring to, the majority was covered with some sort of plastic. It's the majority of it, that's when it's a chatzitza. Only then, it's a chatzitza. To medrabonon, or medrabonon, however medrabonon, also afilu yomaya chatzitza on mute aguf. Medrabonon de asset, even more than that. He said, even if it's a mute, it's also a chatzitza. The gzera otorubay, gzera, because medrabonon a step further, that not only with the majority, the raisa, only majority of the body is chatzitza, less than a majority would be fine from the Torah perspective. Chachomim asset, even a minority, is also considered a chatzitza. So far, so good? Okay. V'achloi also chachomim. But chachomim were not so stringent. They didn't say always a mute is a problem. Achloi also chachomim elohim ken kshedech ne'odom lehakbit olav sheshoi ka'akach. Only, they only said that it's only a chatzitza if the majority of the derech bnei odom, of most people, are bothered that it shouldn't be remaining there. They're bothered about it. If somebody's bothered about it, that's when it's chatzitza. Even now, during the actual immersion, he doesn't particularly care about it. But majority of people, they care, but they don't want it there. Only then it's considered chatzitza. So, you know, there is people who, for instance, just to get that clear, if you don't care about it, or if most people don't care about this particular thing, it's not considered chatzitza. Yeah. You don't care. It's only a chatzitza if you're makbid. You don't want it there. If you don't mind it there,
but it's there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not considered chatzitza. That's ein makbid. Say that again.
It is there. He doesn't mind. He's okay with it there. He's not.
If he's like kav about it.
He doesn't mind the thing there.
So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be addressing your question. I think that's pretty much what the Mishnah Berurah is now addressing. Ach loy also chom elim kein shederech bnei adam. It is the way of people. Many achronim are medayik these words in Mishnah Berurah now. Shederech bnei adam lehakpid olav. It's the most people are don't want it there. They are bothered about it. They mind it. Most people mind it. This particular individual, he's not particularly bothered about it. This particular person is not bothered about it. Nevertheless, if the majority, the normal average person on the street is bothered about it, it's considered makbid. We don't look at him individually. But if people don't necessarily care about it, people don't mind, it's not chotzes. If people don't mind, they're not chotzes. Rabbi Kagan, does that make sense? If people generally. Good. If people don't mind, but he personally does mind. If he's like a... Okay, so it looks like, again, it's a very good shayla that the achronim are busy with that. Makes minin afka minin la locha. The pashtus of the Mishneh Berurah is that lo oschom elohim kein derech bnei adam lehakpid olav. It goes according to the norm. That's what it would appear from the pashtus of the Mishneh Berurah. Right. So now we're learning that the general rule is that midoraisa. So I made this over here just to get additional clarity. I don't know if it helps anybody. I haven't done this for a while. No, maybe since I haven't done it for a while. Okay. So this is halachas of chatzitza. Okay, you used to do this. I think chelik dalet. It came out very freaking chelik hay as well. Chelik vav. Okay. So I wrote down. Pardon? Yeah, okay, that's the old fashioned, that's like in... Okay, halachas of chatzitza. So we've got that if... this might be a bit small for you. Can you just read it? You're a bit closer, and for me So if it's the majority... Is that majority?
Majority of body area.
And the person cares, then it's chotzet. So majority means roiv, and the person cares, it's makbit. Only then it's chotzet. So from a Torah perspective, two conditions. If it's roiv... it's the majority of the person is covered in mud and makbit. He doesn't want to be covered in mud. That's what the Torah considered. You're going to mikveh now. You're covered in mud. You are shmutzik and you don't want to be like that. And it's makbit. That's when it's medoraisa chatzitza. Medoraisa, if it's only a little bit of him which is covered in mud, option number one. Or option number two, he's not, he doesn't really care. He loves mud. He's having a, He really loves it. It's really good for his skin and his, you know, he loves it. So then the halacha is, if one of the two don't apply, then medoraisa, it's not considered chatzitza. It's not considered. So only the two conditions apply. Roiv and makbit, only then medoraisa, it's chatzitza. Can you see? Yeah? Good. Now, however, chachomim, this is but, Chachomim said no. If it's the following, then there will still be a problem with the Rabbanon. If it's the minority of the body area, or the person doesn't care, but it's the majority, and then, if it's the minority of the body area, or the person doesn't care, it's any makbit and any choytzetz. However, with the Rabbanon, even makbit or miut is choytzetz. In other words, Midrabanon, if it's the majority and he's quite happy with it, it's still chotzet, or it's the minority, but he's makbit, then he's also chotzet. So you're saying that if both don't apply. Correct.
And this is a drop-off on the whole
suffering. Yeah. What do you mean? It's not. Keep going. Let me hear.
We're saying we need milt and.
If it's milt ve'eino makbet, midrabanan, it's muta. Yeah. So therefore, let's go through examples. If it's a person, again, person covered in mud, majority of the body, that's midraisa chatzitza. Okay, midraisa. What happens if it's just a part of his body? Then it's miut, it's makbet, it's medraisa, it's fine, but medrabanan, it's chatzitza.
So ruba v'nina makbet.
Correct.
Medraisa, it's mutar.
Correct.
Medrabanan, it's mutar.
Correct.
And you can't use that for netilas
adar. Right.
Which is a
drabanan. Oh, that's what you mean. Okay, so that we're going to see. That with regards to netilas, they made it like medraisa as far as that is concerned. We'll see soon. We'll get to that in a minute. Good. Okay, but all right? Does that make sense? Or is it? So, two conditions. If both apply, it's midraisa problem. If one of the two conditions apply, it's midrabanan. If it's mute, if it's a bit of your body, for your eno makbet, and you don't care about it, then it's muta. Then it's not considered chatzitza. So, what'll be an example? If you've got a tiny bit of, what'll be an example? If you've got something tiny, and you don't care about it, you're not bothered. Cream, a scab. Maybe it's a tiny bit of something. You've got like a little bit of something. Yeah, and it's really a mute. It's a minority, and it's eino mak, but you don't really care. You don't care. So it's not considered chatzitza. Now, how do you define caring and minding? How do you define that? You go majority of people. What? Well, majority of people in what kind of setting?
Reasonable person, right.
But then something needs to be added. You're right. We're talking about the reasonable. It's very good. We're talking about the average kind of reasonable person in every society. But I want to add, it is the poskim generally say it's not good enough if it's in a more casual frame. It has to be what they call, would you be okay to go to chasna like this? So if there's a mute that you're not particular, let's say your hands are a bit dirty or something, and it's a your enemak, but if you're working, yeah, whatever profession you may be, but you don't, there was a bit of marker, a bit of Tippex here or something like that, then you may not, it's not enomak, but you don't care. I'm working now, I don't have to be at my best. But you wouldn't go like this to a chasana, you wouldn't necessarily go like this to your meeting with your boss. When it's a more elegant, but if you go to a chasana, you go to a posh kind of dinner, then you would be makbet, then we go according to that. So it's the akbada and the minding goes according to a more formal setting. Yes, that's an important point. Okay, so having said that, okay, so now what about, how do you define roiv and mute with regards to netilas yadayim? How do you define roiv and mute with regards to netilas yadayim? Pardon? Roiv of the hand. Now, Reb Gideon says exactly what Aloch is. Mishabu is going to say that in a second. But we have to realize there's a massive, massive chumra in that. Because what is the roiv of a body? How much is the roiv of a body? Normally we talk about chatzitza. You talk about 51% of a body. Now imagine that. 51% of the body needs to be covered that it should be considered roiv. The Midrash says it's a problem. Here, we're talking about the hand. 50, it's considered roiv of the hand, it's considered chatzitza. Roiv of the hand, that's 51% of the hand, it's considered chatzitza already. Which is a huge chumra. Going back to your point of Shosh, I mean, the netilas yadayim is even more chumradik than the reisa. It's really the reisa.
Don't find people who cutting
their nails before. We'll get to that. Okay, so the last few words of the Mishnah Berurah on this page. V'le'ini netilas yadayim. Gamkein, similarly with regards to netilas yadayim. Av shum midrabanan, even it's midrabanan, although it's midrabanan, call the tikkun rabon ke'en deraisa tikkun, that really Rabbi Feingold, that mamash answers your question. Call the tikkun rabon ke'en deraisa tikkun, Everything was, which is deraisa, that everything with the rabbanon, they made it as if they pretended it's a deraisa, as it were. And therefore, if there's a chatzitz al roiv ayod, if there's a chatzitz on the majority of the hand, the majority of the place you'd wash your hands. Also, afilim ein derech bnei odom lahakpid al olav. It's not a problem. It's a problem. It's considered chatzitz avim ayurak al miut ayod. But if it's a minority of the hand, and also, it's not a problem. Elim ken aderech lahakpid al zeh. So, if it's a minority of the hand, we need to investigate. Do you care or do you not care? If you don't care, then it's a miut shein emakpid. And it's fine, you can wash your hands. But if it's a bit on your hand, and you care about it, you're bothered about it, it disturbs you, it's something that bothers you, then it's considered miut shemakbet, miut hamakbet, and chatzitz will be possible.
Which is something you want on your hand, like a rim?
So that's considered ein makbet. Yeah. Yeah, your makbet, you have it, it's not...
But that's not considered...
Yeah, it's not a ring anyway, is a different shaila, because actually there is sometimes, yeah. Okay, but it's that, as far as Akbar is concerned, that's it. Yeah. Okay, so fine. Okay, we'll just recap over here. We're gonna finish off this important Mishnah Berurah tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. So, okay, we finished off talking about the Revi'is. See, if you Dalet, the Revi'is needs to be all collectively together. You can't have a Shminis and a Shminis together. That's not going to work. You need to wash the Revi'is from one place. We learned also the Revi'is needs to be, it doesn't make a difference. No racial discrimination as to whether you're big or you're small. It doesn't make a difference. Revi'is, that's the halacha for everybody. And we learned, and then we start learning the chatzitz. We learned that chatzitz is a problem with regards to the Tilas Yudayim. We learned that the Midrash says it's a problem if it's makbit and it's roiv. If it's einoi makbit or it's miut, then it's only midrabon, and that applies to tfilas kolagof. And similarly also, the same halachas were applied, ken deraisa, with regards to the tilas yadayim. If it's roiv ayad, it's a problem with deraisa, if you're makbit. If it's a minority, then it's only midrabonon. And if it's einoi makbit and it's a miut, then it's actually not a problem at all. Much more on those halachas to follow, Mitzvah, over the next few shiurim.